whenever I came over the trail one time, him and his wife was running the roadhouse there at Bell Creek.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Before he built the new 12-mile
roadhouse.
No,
he'd already built that.
Yeah.
And it was staying vacant.
Oh.
So I run that roadhouse a couple of winters for him, you know, to keep a place for the mail carriers to stay.
At 12 mile.
Yeah.
So you become a roadhouse operator,
yes,
right?
Yes, I was a roadhouse operator. And the spring of 31, I'd stayed there 12 mile left winter of 30 and spring of 31. Tony Zimmerman came by, and he wanted to know if I would work for him, and I told him I sure would. He had a mine there on Sour Dope Creek, and I thought that was pretty nice there at that mine. I seen his first cleanup, and that is at the old price of gold. He had a $22,000 cleanup, and I thought I'd better go to mining.
You changed quickly.
Yes. And Johnny Palm was on the mail run in the wintertime.
How did he do it in the wintertime, with dogs or horses?
He did it with horses then. There was quite a lot of freight going over the trail there in the wintertime. Different people had horses, like Ed Bartlett, that's Bob Bartlett's father. He had a team, and the Berry Company had a team, and Jack Anderson had a team, and there were several horses around Central there and with Circle Springs. Jing Langlo, he had a horse.
Just one question about the horse occasioning, go back, but just one question, Walter, on these horses. Where did these horses come from? Did they come, I have heard, from Fort Egbert when they got rid of the personnel and the horses up there?
Well, I don't know as they came from there. Most of them, you see, the old NC company, they had about 300 head of horses at one time on that mail run between Fairbanks and Valdez.
300, my gosh.
About that.
Yeah.
They had lots of dogs on